Well, a new poll shows a majority of British people are opposed to Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit plans. According to a survey by YouGov conducted for British Daily, only 16% of voters think that May is handling the Brexit well. Almost half say it will be bad for Britain. 34% of voters believe former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson would do a better job. This study also shows a third of voters support a new right-wing political party committed to quitting the European Union. Earlier this month, May revealed a new strategy to withdraw from the bloc. The plan forced two leading cabinet ministers to resign. Crossing over to London, joined by political commentator Mr. William Spring. Thanks so much for being with us. What is going on there? On the one hand, we see that May does not have a whole lot of support, but she's continuing to go full force ahead. Your assessment of what's going on and where it's going to go?
Actually, Mrs. May sort of wrote a suicide note for her political career when she presented this plan at Chequers. The point is, the German Chancellor, Madame Merkel, saw the plan before the British Cabinet did. And this is not the way that we do things in England. We do not have German politicians coming over here and dictating or agreeing plans before the cabinet actually actions it. Secondly, when she walked into the room at Chequers, she was accompanied by Ollie Robbins. Not many people have seen him on the television or anywhere. He is the most powerful man, or was, in Britain. Yet he's a totally unelected politician. He is not, has no mandate from the British people, and he supplanted David Davis, who was the minister for the exiting the European Union, in his job. This wasn't told to the British people that, in fact, we saw David Davis as the minister, but in fact it was not, he was not a real minister. The real power lay with Oliver Robbins, a young man who was a graduate of Hertford College, I believe, but is a civil servant. And we cannot have civil servants determining policy. This is unconstitutional. And effectively, Mrs. May sought a coup. That's what she tried at Chequers. She made sure that everybody handed in their keys for their cars and their mobile phones before the meeting. No one would be allowed to communicate with advisors. She gave them a deadline for the end of the meeting, a bit like Herr Hitler did when he went to Czechoslovakia and Austria and said to the chancellors of those countries in 1938, you must sign up today, and if you don't, I'll go into a rant. Now, this poor lady, Mrs. May, is obviously disorientated. She is not fit to be Prime Minister of this country. Now, everybody says, oh, don't get rid of Mrs. May, well, because we'll get Jeremy Corbyn instead. Well, actually, I've got my reservations about Jeremy Corbyn, but that is not the political situation. If Mrs. May resigns, which she should do, and just give him the keys of number 10, go back to the Queen and say, look, I'm going, goodbye, the Queen will then, the sovereign will then be forced or will choose another leader from the Conservative Party who will be the Prime Minister. And the question is there someone who can in fact obtain the approval of the majority of the people in the House of Commons? Now, Boris Johnson's name has been mentioned. I personally would prefer Jacob Rees-Mogg because Boris is a very, very interesting man, but he doesn't appear to have a great deal of principle. And Jacob Rees-Mogg and David Davis, between them, do have serious principles. And we are fed up with a political class that simply carries on as if nothing has happened.
Well, how likely, William Spring, how likely, though, is it to happen? Do you think we're likely to see May step down?
Yes, she has already stepped down. She's she's what we call a dead meat, you know. She's just going through the motions of being prime minister. She has lost authority. She's lost power. She is still in office. I think a similar situation has occurred in other countries when there is what we call withdrawal of consent. And the consent has been withdrawn from Mrs. May and Ollie Robbins, her henchmen. And we expect that she will put the country first and resign. She just managed to stagger through to the summer recess. But I believe that when she comes back in September, she'll hand the keys in of number 10 to somebody better than her.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of London. Mr. William Spring, political commentator.